According to Business Leadership SA, last week's unrest left 200 malls looted, while the Property Owners Association values the loss and damage at over 20 billion rand. Spanish and South African mall owner Vukile Property Fund, which owns malls in the KZN area where the violence broke out, says four malls were damaged in that region, while two of its Gauteng malls suffered damage too. Company CEO Lawrence Rapp joins us now with more of the detail. Thanks so much, Lawrence, for your time this evening. So not to underplay the significance of it all, Lawrence, but it's just over a handful of your properties that have been affected. Like I say, four in KZN, two in Gauteng. What's the extent of the damage that you've suffered and potential costs associated here?
Lisha, thanks for having me. So a bit difficult to tell at this stage. We were only able to get engineers on site as of yesterday. So really this week we are starting to count the cost of the damage. We hope to be able to have a better handle on that towards the end of this week. What is coming out is that one asset has been particularly badly damaged, which is the KwaMashu asset. The other five seem to have suffered damage, but not structural, fortunately. So it's more shop fronts, roller shutter doors, bulkheads, things of that nature. So hopefully less costly to fix and quicker to reinstate.
Yeah, is it too early a day, Lawrence, to start talking about what a potential recovery plan is looking like in your books?
Well, you know, the best way that we can describe it is last week was crisis management. This week is project management. So we've started to sort of, you know, mobilize the team. We've got our professional teams on site starting to evaluate. What will happen during the course of this week is to understand the extent of the damage, what a project plan might look like to reinstate the assets. So it's probably a little bit too early to be definitive. We would hope to have five of those assets up and running probably within the next 3 months at an outside. The one in KwaMashu might take longer depending on sort of how we have to handle the rebuild of that asset.
Okay, but one assumes that conversations are already being had with your insurance, the insurance guys. There has been some concern around potential delay on payouts given the volumes of claims that Sasria is currently being hit with. Are you worried about how much that could potentially set things back here?
So most definitely, we've been in very close contact with insurers. They're walking the journey with us. So far, the level of engagement has been fantastic. You know, we need to see, we have had cause to claim through Sasria historically. We found them to be excellent. We are, however, dealing with a very different situation here with multiple claims, multiple geographies. So it might take longer. From a Vukile point of view, we do have sufficient liquidity to comfortably be able to start with the reinstatement program without waiting for the insurance claims to be settled. But nonetheless, we would look to try and expedite the settling of those claims as quickly as possible.
Where you don't have those capital buffers, Lawrence, insurance becomes key, right? And a lot of the smaller tenants, one assumes, may have limited to no insurance cover at all. Have you been having any relations with those tenants about the viability of them continuing their operations at your various sites?
Sure. Unfortunately, your analysis is correct. It is certainly an issue. What we are doing this week as well is holding town hall meetings with all of our SME tenants. We have a separate process for our national tenants and really to try and ascertain what position they're in. Clearly for us, it's very important for them to get up and running. It's critical not only for the economy, but for the jobs that they create. And they're an essential part of the whole value chain. So we are working with them. What I can tell you is we've run two of these sessions already. There is an absolute insistence from all of the SME tenants to get up and running quickly. There have been no instances of anybody saying, well, that's it for me, I'm out. I can't or won't open my doors again. On the contrary, all of them are very enthusiastic to try and get up and running as quickly as possible and working with them. From a Vukile point of view, clearly what we want to try and do is be as accommodating as possible. Yeah. We understand the challenges that they've been through. We've helped them through the COVID environment. And we're there to work as partners to try and get them up and running as soon as possible.
Has this, Lawrence, made you apprehensive about investing more into South Africa? I mean, you've hedged your exposure with half of your earnings, of course, coming through from Spain. But do you need to tip the scales, enhancing that exposure and limiting some of your local?
Sure. It's a question we're getting a lot at the moment. We certainly are not negative on South Africa. I think for us, it's about getting the right perspective. And these are areas that we operate in that we make a tremendous difference to. They're communities that are loyal to us, and we are loyal to them. We want to make sure we're providing the right service for them. The fact that there has been a very small element that has partaken in the looting and the criminal activity, well, that is an issue that is very saddening. But that doesn't mean that the communities we operate in are to blame. I think there are broader socioeconomic issues in South Africa which are really concerning. I think what we can try and do is work in those local communities to try and make more of a difference. And for us, really, we've always understood that given the makeup of our portfolio, there is an element of political and social unrest that we'd be exposed to. We've had two mitigants that we look at. Number one is building strong relationships with the communities that we operate in. And I think we've seen that coming through where a number of instances, the communities have come out to guard the centers, to protect the centers, to help clean up. And that is absolutely heartwarming to know that they feel that affinity towards our centers. And then at the same time, we also have to be realistic and say that that can only get you so far. You need to have adequate insurance cover, which we do. We've always made sure to take the maximum SASRIA cover. And hopefully that will now come through and provide the assistance that we need. So the way we've looked at it historically is that it's a risk that we've known about, we've quantified, we've got mitigants in place, and I think we would continue in that same vein going forward. Really what we are saying is we will quite clearly reinstate the malls that have been affected, but we also want to look at other projects and plans to work even more closely with our communities to understand that we need to help uplift them to break that cycle of poverty.
Absolutely. Lawrence, and on that note, I've got to ask you before I let you go, I mean, more broadly speaking, how much of a wake-up call do you see this being for government into the extent to which structural issues are going to plague if we don't start doing something? You know, it's making this environment an increasingly volatile one for any business to operate in.
We certainly hope it's a significant wake-up call for government. I think it's enough of the politicking. It's about service delivery. It's about empowering the local municipalities, local government. That is where service delivery really takes place. And I think that is what government owes all of us as South African citizens. So we really hope that this is the wake-up call to start focusing on job creation, poverty alleviation, and to sort of try and right the wrongs of the past that are really quite deep-seated and are coming through now in economic reality.
Lawrence, let's leave it there for now, and we wish you the best of luck over the next few months of rebuild. That, of course, Lawrence Rapp, who's CEO of Vukile Property Fund.